So, Wayne, from our vantage point at your office in City Hall, just outside the store, we have the Dalí, we have the MFA, we have the Chihuly, and a couple of museums are on the way. But let's talk about somebody who wants to spend some time in St. Petersburg on their staycation here. Where would you tell them to go first?
Oh, I would say, well, certainly downtown St. Petersburg is where you'd go first. And I think absorbing everything, the whole atmosphere of St. Petersburg, because the entire city now is a museum. We've got these wonderful murals all over the city and all over downtown. So you get a feeling that this is a really cool, fun place with some really cool international artists as well as local artists represented. There's all sorts of different opportunities here for a staycation. But, you know, get a lay of the land and sort of feel your way around first, I think, is a good thing.
Fantastic. So now that we do have the lay of the land, let's head over to the city's probably most famous museum, the Salvador Dali, largest collection of his art outside of his home country of Spain. What are some of your favorite things about this museum?
Oh, I think, you know, the nice thing about the Dali is the docent tours, and you can take a dozen docent tours and come away with a dozen different experiences. And each painting has got something about it. So whether you're into surrealism or whether you're into realism or whether you're into cubism, any style really, Dali experimented with them. He's done some wonderful impressionist pieces, some of his early pieces. So there's something there for everybody. And so you don't necessarily have to be an art person to really walk away with a terrific experience at the Dalí. The docents make it very, very real and understandable, and I think that's one of the reasons why the museum has been so successful is the docent tours are absolutely incredible, and you've got an incredible artist to be able to talk about, and so his life is interesting, but his art technique is also very interesting and crosses all ages, too. So it's a good place to really get your bearings in terms of art, because it does cover so many different styles.
I think your tip is well worth it. Definitely take a docent tour because you learn so much about his life, so many interesting things that you wouldn't know if you just toured the museum on its own. And that museum shop.
Oh, yeah, the store is incredible, and it's one of those unique things about St. Petersburg. You can't find some of those things anywhere else, and the store is absolutely a gem there at the Dalí Museum. And the building designed by Jan Weymouth, it's just a great space, and you know, you can go to the little cafe there and have a glass of wine if you want.
All right, well, let's walk down the street a little bit to the Chihuly Collection at the Morian Art Center, brand new building. Tell us a little bit about the new Dix.
The new facility is right across from the Morian Art Center itself and right across from the Morian Hot Shop and Glass Studio. So it's now all part of a campus there. It's incredible. I mean, it's, you know, Dale is an international artist, still living. Some phenomenal installations there. In the new space, it really is very special. The space is, of course, designed around the exhibits, which really helps. And so you've got all of Dale's interests, the Pendleton blankets there. You've got the Pacific Northwest wood. And so you've got the smells of the wood and so forth all interacting with this incredible artwork. Besides glass, I mean, there's two-dimensional pieces there, too. I mean, Dale would take paper and he would take his paints in squeeze bottles and he would stand above the paper, and that's how he would design some of these pieces. And so you go through the collection and you see some of this, and then you see the actual end result. You go across the street then to the Morian Glass Studio and Hot Shop, and you see local artists blowing glass, and you get a little bit of an appreciation for what Dale must have done in his early career as a glass blower in Italy and in Washington.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think if somebody does go to the collection, they should go over and see some of the local glass blowers, because that's a fascinating process to watch.
Absolutely is. I would certainly encourage anybody to do that. It doesn't take that long. The glass blowing demonstrations are about 40, 45 minutes. They're all done by local artists, and there's a terrific store there as well. You can pick up an original hand-blown glass piece that is blown right here in St. Petersburg. And then the Art Center itself has got always some sort of an exhibit. Generally, it's two-dimensional paintings and watercolors and so forth, but sometimes there's ceramic shows, because the Morian also runs the Morian Center for Clay, which is the largest working pottery in the southeastern United States. So you'll see actual artists in there working, and they've got some gallery space, and it's a great place to go shopping too.
the St. Petersburg Museum staycation is getting longer.
You really?
We haven't even been to the MFA yet.
No. Or the History Museum or the Holocaust Museum. I consider my life one big giant staycation here. I mean, when we do our second Saturday art walk, there's over 40 venues that are open on a Saturday night. There's no way to do it all. And so your staycation is suddenly, gosh, you know, I need to move here. You know, I can't just do a staycation. I need to move here and live here and do it all.
But when we do talk about the big three right now, we have to include the yes. MFA, and another museum that is a destination for people outside of St. Petersburg to come to. Tell us a little bit about what you enjoy about the MFA.
The Museum of Fine Arts is an excellent museum in that it has a very broad collection. So you can go there and see artifacts, see paintings, you can see Impressionist paintings, you can see modern art, you can see sculptures. They've got a terrific Steubenglass collection. There's usually a photography exhibit up. So there's always something there. It's a great general museum, and most cities would be very, very lucky to have such a well-rounded museum as part of their city.
Well, I think we have enough to do with our summer museum staycation in St. Pete this summer, but I don't want to let you go without getting a sneak peek of some of the newer museums that are set to open in the city. Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek?
Absolutely. We'll be adding the Imagine Museum, which is a studio glass museum, 30,000 square foot facility in the Grand Central District. Will be opening, we believe, probably by the end of the year. The Tom and Mary James Museum of Wildlife Art and Western Art, one of the best collections of Western and wildlife art in the United States. That'll be opening up right downtown. And then there's also the American Arts and Crafts Movement Museum, the best collection of American arts and crafts movement art that exists really outside of probably the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. But it's a great addition for St. Petersburg because we've got some wonderful bungalow-style neighborhoods from this period in the 1920s when St. Petersburg went through one of its several different boom periods in the 20s when the arts and crafts movement was so popular. But that's going to be a terrific facility in terms of value. I mean, I believe that's probably an $80, $90 million project. These are very significant things, and we've got three of them coming in, one right after the other. And so in terms of a staycation, come back, because there's always going to be something different. Just so many things to see and do. It's just incredible.